Any destructive energy.
Welcome to another Dear 2 file. In this episode, we will discuss the colon. What is it really? Dear 2, I am Selena Crossfire. I've seen you at AC and MFF 05. I love seeing your shows and talking to you when you have the time. I was wondering, what do you do other than go to conventions and rant? And what is your favorite food? Just wanted to ask, Selena Crossfire from Jefferson, Wisconsin. Well, besides doing ranting and stand-up shows, I spend most of my time researching the fascinating interaction between my hand and my dick. I'm a jerk-offologist, and sometimes that hand will feed me pizza too, but there's definitely a symbiosis between my hand and my dick that's like some kind of wicked cool science. You know, they seem to not be able to survive without each other. And I think if one of them were suddenly not there, the other one would just dry up and fall off, whichever one that would be. This is where my research has led me to this point in time, and I'm still continuing my studies. Other than that, the only real job I have is ranting and doing stand-up comedy shows. I'm what you might call a professional comedian, whatever the hell that is. It's what I do with my life. It can be a very challenging profession sometimes and stressful, which is why I fall back on my hobby of being a jerkophologist. But I like the job very much, and actually, it's the only job I know how to do. So, unless I go to McBurger Flipping University and learn how to give a clown head or something, then I'm still going to be to the ranting old fucker in a couple of decades. And what else did you ask about? You asked about food, my favorite food. There are many kinds of food that I find enjoyable. I like foods from all over the world, but my favorite kind of food is my food. My food is better than any other kind of food because it is mine. Your food is no good to me, and all I can do to food that is not my food is smell it and wish I could have it, which only serves to make me want to kill something and eat it in the face. If I go out to get pizza with Bob, my pizza is much better than Bob's pizza because I cannot eat his pizza, and food just isn't as good to me unless I am able to put it into my tummy. And even if I stabbed Bob in the ear with a fork and took his food, then it would still become my food. So my favorite kind of food is my food, and to be more specific, probably a pizza that is mine. Dear 2, good day, and how you going? Well, just fine, thank you very much. I have a deep and meaningful spiritual question for you, the Almighty Griffin, to ponder, ruminate upon, and basically think about and perhaps reply to. I am an Australian, and I've recently moved to Canada. For what else but love? So far, the experience has been a roller coaster ride that I both cannot and will not get off of. Canadians are strange but delightfully wonderful people with backwards roads, highs of -5, and coins called loonies. This brings me to my question. Where have you traveled on this people-ridden planet, and or where would you like to travel, visit, or stay? Love, your perpetually endeared winged rabbit, Indref. My God, that was a beautifully written letter. I have this boner now. I can't see my computer screen because of the boner. Well, let me tell you, my friend, this is one fairly well-traveled griffin here, at least compared to most Americans. I've been to Canada, I've been to Europe and Mexico, I've been to 48 out of 50 states in the U.S. and almost every major city. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot to some people, especially in Europe, because you get a hold of these dudes who'll be like, well, yes, I've traveled to 14 different countries in the last 12 months and blah, and yeah, all in an area the size of Texas. There are some places you can pass through 9 different governments in the distance it takes me to get to the goddamn liquor store. So if you've explored the whole U.S., then you've been around, believe me. And you probably know that because you're from Australia. You know, that's about the size, same size as the United States, so you probably have some idea. But there are lots of places I'd love to travel and I haven't seen yet. I've always wanted to go to Australia, and I'd love to go to Scotland. I'm very curious about Japan and China, but the place I want to visit most is the tiny country of Ugandai. Most people haven't heard of Ugandai. It's a very small, beautiful little country, and the best part about it is that it has the lowest percentage of morons in the world. This is because they have a certain law in Ugandai that says anyone who tries to sue a restaurant for making them fat, tries to ban books instead of just not reading them, or votes for a president who can't spell the word nuclear, everyone jumps up and says, Ugandai! And they drag him to the center of the village and kiss him upside the head with a local holy dumb shit bat. Ah, Ugandai, long may your flag wave. Dear 2, you and the listeners may or may not have noticed, but there's a bit of an international crisis vis-a-vis certain caricatures of a certain prophet. So, what are your thoughts on that? Now, since I'm on one side of this, Denmark, I'll avoid providing any details, but I believe Wikipedia has a nice balanced article on the subject. Your loyal listener, Nissen. Okay, for those of you who haven't heard this, because it's not a big issue in the United States right now, some magazine in Denmark made these comics portraying the god Allah as this war-crazed terrorist with a bomb strapped to his head, and now the whole Middle East and Muslims everywhere are like, you white Western demonic bitches, you satirized god, and how dare you, and you're making all Muslims out to be terrorists. And so to prove they're not terrorists, they're setting foreign embassy buildings on fire. You know, hey, this terrorist stereotype is so unfair and untrue. Let's just blow some shit up. You know, I'm not racist. Watch me beat this pregnant black woman with a watermelon. That'll convince you. What do I think about it? I think it's funny. Not because it's Islam and I'm particularly against any kind of Muslim or anything, but because of the hypocrisy. Believing in God is one thing, but when people start taking it too seriously, it just gets hilarious. You know what I think they should do? I think they should draw some retaliation comics. Sure, draw Jesus Christ having sex with little boys. Why not? And then they can draw Allah dumping anthrax on people. Then everyone can get pissed off so much they're bleeding out of their tits and all offended and shit. But the rest of us will have some damn funny comics to look at. Besides, for all we know, Jesus and Allah are hanging out right now together, drinking beers and, like, laughing at all the dumb fucks down here are making such a big deal out of this. That's what I think they're doing right now. I can almost hear them. Oh, 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 oh. Dear Two, man, it's been a long time since I wrote one of these. Anyway, I was walking to work the other day, and I was crossing the road, and some tosser hit me with his motorbike. Thankfully, apart from a few scrapes and bruises, I wasn't seriously hurt. The police didn't give a damn at the time and pretty much told us to stop bothering them, and as we were both unhurt, we went about our separate ways. That evening, I got a call from this guy saying he's going to sue me for damages to his bike if I don't pay for the repairs. I shit you not. I'm being sued for damaging the motorbike that hit me. I've already got in touch with a few legal companies to see where I stand, but what's your view on this? What do you think I should do about this guy? And this one's from Gar. Hello, Gar. In England. I think you should cut his heart out with a spoon. I think you should castrate him with a soldering iron and wear his balls as earrings. In a perfect world, you should have perfect right to go and dance all over this idiot's head, rape his wife, and steal his fucking wallet. You just should. Send him to Ugandai. That's what you need to do. You wouldn't make it there a fucking week. In spite of all that, though, I really think this guy's just trying to rattle you. I don't know if it works the same in England, but over here, the pedestrian has the right of way. Period. End of discussion. There is no situation where you can wind up hitting a dude with your car and the court's gonna go, yep, definitely the pedestrian at fault here. Yeah, he should have got out of the way faster. It's all his fault. It's not gonna happen. If you hit a guy on foot with your car, you are always the one at fault. And, well, though, I think they should make an exception if you run over one of those United Way bell ringers. That should be classified as self-defense. I am gonna call bullshit on this guy. I don't think he can do it. At least he better not be able to do it. And if somehow he can, then I just hope it sounds as fucking ridiculous to the court as it does to any non-Bush life form. I'll be wishing you the best, my man. Hang in there. Let me know what happens. Dear Two, how different do you think you'd be as a person if you were not homosexual? From Ranfer in Oz. Oh, well, I guess I would definitely be more of a confused person, because I'd have to ask myself questions like, why am I sucking this dick? That's not right! I'm not gay! Why am I watching the Home and Garden Network? And what's all this rainbow shit I have? Why, God, why? I'd like to think I'd be the same person even if I wasn't gay, but I wouldn't, because people's experiences in life shape them to what they are. And when I was a lot younger, I looked up one day and I said, hold on there, I didn't decide to be gay like everyone says. The whole world oppresses gay people because it's such a crazy thing to choose, but they didn't choose it. What kind of bullshit is this? Holy crap, it is possible for a metric fuck ton of people to be wrong. And then I started getting pissed off. I started getting really pissed off. And the more I thought about it, the more I wanted to stuff it in everyone's faces and say, you're wrong, fuckers! Look how wrong you are! And I started bitching about it to my friends, and they said, hey, it's not just that. People are wrong about a whole shitload of stuff. And I looked around and I said, by the bedpans of the gods, you're right! People are downright fucking stupid! And then I got even more pissed off. And I got louder, too. And then I was was bitching about it to anyone who'd listen. And I started getting up on stage and bitching about it. And people were like, holy shit, he's right. None of this makes any damn sense. And now I'm bitching about things to the whole damn planet. And the planet is going, hey, I don't need to be sitting here taking it up the ass. I need to be pissed off. And I say, yeah, you need to be pissed off. And they say, yeah, we're pissed off. And I say, you're damn right, you're pissed off. And with any luck, they'll stay pissed off until it's their turn to run the planet and they won't pull this shit that got us all so pissed off in the first place. But if I hadn't been gay, I might have never realized that people can be absolute morons. And it's very possible that I wouldn't be here right now answering this letter. Actually, I'd probably still be a minister, which is why I'm so very thankful that I like to suck them dicks. Last letter for this file. Dear two, although I have bettered many hardships in life, ongoing battle with cancer, abusive parents, etc., I'm still not content with myself. People think it's amazing when they find out I graduated high school at 15 and live on my own, especially that I'm in college. It seems like people never take my problems seriously just because I've done well in some areas of my life. I really want to be happy with myself, and I know that only I can make myself happy. It's just hard. I don't enjoy the praise I get, and I feel like I'm living a lie. I don't know how to make myself happier all around instead of just excelling in parts of my life. I dread my 17th birthday at the end of May because I feel like I've wasted so much of my life. Do you have any advice? Sincerely, Ashley Boyd from Plano, Texas. Ashley, I want to ask you something, okay? Do you think you'd be where you are right now if you'd ever been happy with yourself? Think about that honestly for a second. There are people out there who are going to spend until they're 60 fucking years old scrubbing the shit residue out of the cracks between the tile at a White Castle bathroom because they learned how to tie their shoes and make a Spam sandwich and they were happy with themselves. People who are happy with themselves don't graduate high school at the age of 15. They smoke pot and they sit in front of an Xbox and they don't get anywhere because they're satisfied. If you're happy with yourself, then you have no desire to improve your life no matter how pathetic it might be. Now, if you're the kind of person who can sit in front of an Xbox your whole life and be happy, then hey, good on you. There's nothing wrong with that. When the day comes that you're dumped into a hole in the ground, the only thing that's really gonna matter is how much enjoyment you got out of life. But that's not for you, Ashley. You're not that kind of person, and you shouldn't try to be. You've gotten where you have in life because you're not happy with yourself. You're not satisfied with who you are, so you constantly try to make your life better. And that's why I say, screw being happy with yourself. If you were suddenly happy, you wouldn't have anything to reach for anymore. You'd stop right where you are, and you'd go get that job at White Castle. And is that really where you want to be? There's nothing wrong with you, Ashley. A lot more people should be like you. And if there's one point of satisfaction you should have with yourself, it's that you're never satisfied with yourself. Because that's a quality that's going to get you places in the future, and then you'll be goddamn glad that you wouldn't settle for being happy with yourself. And besides, you're 17 years old. You've got a long, long way to go. Do not change who you are, Ashley. You don't earn happiness easily or quickly. The harder you work for it, the better it'll be. And I have a feeling that when you do reach a point where you can sit back and be happy with yourself, it's going to be sweeter than you could have ever imagined if you'd settled for anything less. That's all the letters for this week. If you'd like to send in a Dear 2 letter, please send it to me. Oh, yeah, at dear2@ranting-griffin.com. I'll have some more letters for you soon. And remember, if you accidentally castrate yourself with a broken beer bottle, it was probably for the best.